Tonight, the United Nations goes forward with the determination to win this war and bring about a just and enduring peace.
Daddy, who
is
Sean Kennedy?
Well, Sean Kennedy was just a guy who started talking to people all over the world through an internet radio station called Rant Radio. Eventually, thousands of people all over the world would listen to him talk every Monday night about things that were happening in the world and the things that were going to happen. You see, Sean wasn't governed by anyone or anything. What he screamed into the internet was there for all to see. But that was when we still had rights and freedoms.
There are not enough of you to shoot us all. You swaggering conquerors. There's no room in a decent world for you and your kind. We little people, thousands, millions of us, will join together and crowd you out of our world.
Wow, that walk sounds really, really different because I happen to be wearing headphones this week. So it's like my the voice is in my head here. So it's pretty, pretty good. Welcome to Sean Kennedy. Yeah, absolutely. Quickly, get my show format.
I will.
I'll stall.
It's all fucked up. As people were listening, it's
we were trying to get everything all set up here because Sam, of course, put in a sound card just before the show started.
Nice new sound. No, I didn't.
Just before he's like, "Oh, we still got 5 minutes." I'm just gonna flash the BIOS. Don't mind me. I'm just gonna flash the BIOS on this fucking thing. Oh, we good. We never saw that 15 minutes before the show. No big fucking deal.
That's easy.
Oh, look, I want to see if I can get FreeSP working on Shoutcast. That'll be all right. No slash dot says it's going to be out pretty quick.
Just waiting on the FTP site.
It'll be all right. Just hang on, guys. We might be 10 minutes late because we got to do this FreeSP fucking thing. Don't mind me. Holy crap.
Getting it up.
Oh, loading bar. Another loading bar. I do know without looking at my notes that this is show number 54 of the Sean Kennedy Show. And tonight's topic, I couldn't tell you because I don't have my fucking notes.
It's coming. Coming. It's
coming. Coming. Coming.
No, just breathing heavy. No.
There. Move back. It's a blow. Okay, here we go. Oh, that's right. You're free.
There is no topic.
There is no topic. The topic tonight is Spoon. You are free to distribute this show in any way you see fit. You're free to hand it out to friends, enemies, people you don't like, monster trucks. We'd like to see everything that we can see.
I don't know where
I'm going to go. I got distracted now.
Come on. Flow with it, Sean.
Come on, Sean. Let's go, buddy. Going through the RC tonight. You can... Like, one of these days I'm going to fuck with Bill. Just be like, no, you can't do anything with the show. This is all proprietary.
This one, no.
Everything else, you're fine. Just not this one.
Please, not this one.
Going through the RC tonight. We have Smokehouse, Pyro, Alien Binary, Al-Anon Zero, Alpha 736, Ultra Boy, Angelica, First Wireless. LST Wireless? What is this?
LST Wireless? Yeah.
Listening wirelessly. Could be.
Go for it.
Angry Monkey, Anti-Doodles, Apanthropy. Good to see you, buds. I hope your hiking is going well. Azathoth. Bastard Guy. Azathoth. That's a Cthulian god. Azathoth, yeah. Bastard Guy, Boozy, Breaker One Case, Communist McCann, Copper Talk, Dark's Desire, Jalamoto, Delusion, Enigmatic Optical, Enochian, 4 Kilohertz. Gaminghost.com. Wow. Is that spam?
No.
That's not spam?
They have a show on our station coming up soon.
Oh, okay.
So it's not really spam.
Wow, Gaminghost.com. You have no idea how close to oblivion you just came because I just right-clicked.
I'm very close.
I'm like, wow, because when I ban people, I don't just ban people. They're gone forever. When Sean kicks you, it's forever. Gobi, God Money, Griffin, Guardian Super Chicken, Hero Killer, Id Fungus, my brother from another mother, Id Fungus, down there. How you doing, man? K16, Night School, Kindling Boy, Leshek, Lento, Mary Belvers. You better not be fucking inking people and listening to me, because if you laugh and fuck up a happy face, you know, he wanted to get 13, so he drew a 31. Lento, Mary Belvers, Mind Pirate, Mr. Echo, Mr. Grimm, Persistent Object, awesome fucking name, Punk of Evil,
that.
Ranting Griffin Fan,
okay.
Rich, hey Rich, good to see ya. Rose away reading. Rose is sucking up right now.
Ah.
Rose is sucking up right
now.
Yes, Rose is on my beta reading team. Don't email me asking to be on it. You won't be allowed
it's
to
closed.
Be. Yeah,
the
no.
beta team's closed.
The beta team is closed, but Rose is on my beta team, and I gave
lucky
her. It's pretty funny, actually. I'll get back to that. But anyway, Soul Raper, Sapphire Shade, Sick Nur, SKTVM, Data Imposter, Sparky, Spudly. Hey, Sparky, good to see you, man. Spudly, Star Baby, good to see you, sweetie. Static One, StatsX, Sifil. Sophiel, I'm always fucking your name up, man.
Sophiel, I don't know.
Captain Syphilis, Stout HEs, The Bug, Thorn, good to see you, man. T-Night, Transiscor, Trotsky Zoes, Turmoil, Op, Whopper, WS Ninja, Zutroy, Soul Trance, D-Day Species, Paladin, Intricate, LMZ Works. So very, very cool. Very, very cool. Glad everybody could make it out tonight, as per usual. So what was I going to say? Wow, have I had a really interesting fucking weekend this weekend, man. It's been crazy. I had, like, an abysmal weekend.
Bad?
Oh, yeah, but it's always good when I have a bad weekend. Because nobody wants to hear what you said. You know, I sat in the hot tub. You know,
it was good.
Nobody wants to hear about my good weekends. They always want to hear about my bad weekends. But it's really funny.
Fucked up.
Because Rose is on my beta reading team, right?
Okay.
So she's sitting there. Because these are people who are going over the book to make sure that, yes, the book is not a piece of shit. And we can make it available.
Bring a good product to you.
Bring a better product to you.
Not good. Better.
Yeah, a better product to you, right? So... she wanted to get the book, right? She was all really keen. Did you have the book? Do you have the book? Do you have the book?
Get the book.
And same with Soul Trance, right? He was
right,
just like,
yeah.
Oh, where is it? So they go, and the night that they drop by, and I give them the book, she's like so happy. She's like jumping up and down. She's really excited about reading this book, right? And then she forgets it in her friend's car when they get dropped off that night. And I,
lashes for you?
And I found out about it, right?
Uh-oh.
But she's trying to keep it all private. But her boyfriend tells me
the
about
book's
it.
Really good, Sean. I like the second chapter.
And she's like, oh, God, he knows I forgot the book. Oh, God. Right? So it's just, I think it's very funny. Now everybody knows she forgot the book in her friend's car.
Uh-huh.
And she's going to kick me right in the fucking nuts when she when she sees me again, which is pretty funny. But anyway. So my weekend. What was my weekend all about? Wait, before we can do this.
What?
If you want to bother Rose in the IRC, how do we do that, Sim?
Well, to bother Rose in the IRC, you can download Mercy, MIRC.com, and go to the other side servers in the Rant Radio channel.
Yeah.
Or you can just go through the webpage and click on community, click on chat, you're in there, you're talking.
You're good to go.
You're having fun.
You're fucking it right up wholesale.
And we read your name out next time, if you're in early enough.
If you're in early enough.
Or
not,
stay late enough.
You can just drop in. Yeah, because we read them out at the end of the show, too.
Yeah.
If you want to get in touch with me, you can get me at themanatrantradio.com. And if you want to get in touch with Sam, it's at info@rantradio.com.
That's right.
And I just ate a chocolate chip cookie, and I've got that weird kind of, that piece of oatmeal that's fucking around inside your mouth, and it's jumping around like a flea from molar to molar, and you're trying
quite
to,
get it.
I can't spit it, because I'll just hork it on this fucking microphone. Yeah. That'll really suck.
That's your microphone. Do what you will.
Speaking.
With it.
Yeah, he's like, I don't touch
it. I put it there.
I rubbed the microphone.
By the end.
Microphone on my crotch. But no, seriously, what a fucked up weekend I had. Okay, everybody who doesn't know, I've been working security for like last 2 years illegally. Right
now, everyone knows.
Oh, yeah, well, fuck them. They don't know, right?
Never added that little word at the end.
Well, no, you're supposed to be licensed. I don't got no...
Oh,
you're supposed to be licensed. You're supposed to be registered security guy, right?
With a little patch and a badge and a piece of paper
that says,
that
by
I
the government,
people.
I'm allowed to tell you you can't park here, right? Like, that's... like, what the fuck? You know, I'm a qualified UN peacekeeper, but I'm not allowed to tell you can't fucking park here.
Like
I can
what?
Go find mines. But no, I'm not allowed to tell you you can't park
here.
Move along. It's such a money grab, but whatever.
Yeah.
Regardless, like... So... I decided that this weekend I'm going to go get certified.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
This weekend I'm going to go get certified.
So you find out all about it then.
So, yeah, so I go and I sign up for this course. Now, to take a fucking security course to the Justice Institute of BC, it's $2,000. So let me get this straight. Not only do I have to be a
lick... You're going to get something out of this $2,000?
Yeah. So let me get this straight. I pay you $2,000, and I'm like, fuck you. If you think I'm paying you $2,000 to be a security guard, you can suck my ever-loving ass. Okay, for $2,000. Like, eat a dick, okay?
Try and get recoup on that.
Yeah, fuck off.
From being a security guard,
yeah,
right?
Like, oh, yeah, yeah. Well, you can make that back in about 3 months. Yeah, fuck you. So, like, I want to pay $2,000 to get abused.
No.
Eat ass. Okay, so they sit there and they... I'm looking around and I find there's another school, a private school, you can pay $250 and get the goddamn exact same course.
Oh, okay.
Rather than going through the JI. So I'm like, whatever. Yeah, that's a better deal.
Hank's School of Security Guards.
So thankfully, me and a buddy of mine are going through it right now.
Oh, okay.
So I show up and, like, now, I'm not a racial person.
But.
But. All right. I show up in a class, right? And the guy who shows up, he's Austrian. This old guy. He's like 58 years old. His name,
oh, yeah.
His name's Dieter.
Dieter.
I am Dieter, the security guard instructor. He's about 6'5". Used to be a badass. He's not anymore.
Today we learned about...
When I was younger, I used to be able to do, you know, I would do 1,000 push-ups every day. You know?
And then sleep, and then get up again.
And he's got that weird Arnold Schwarzenegger sense of humor, you know? Like,
oh, yeah.
If you harm my flesh, I will summon a demon more forces than all in hell! Can you summon something evil? Yes, I'll destroy you! And he laughs like that, you know? I'm like, what the fuck, man? Are you gargling, or what's going on here? So we're going around the room, right? We gotta go around the room.
Say your names out and memorize
them? Yeah, and you say who they are, right? So the first guy gets up and he goes, I'm Vlad, I am from Ukraine. And then a buddy in the back goes, I too am Vlad from Ukraine. And I'm like, would everyone not name fucking Vlad, please stand up. You know, I'm like, holy shit. Going around, there's like five guys. It's like East Bloc European people and retards from Chilliwack. That's who's in this course. Okay.
Wow.
There's like
really
a
weird.
There's no kidding. There's an Iranian broad, a skinny from Somalia. There's a whole whack of these guys in there, all from other countries. I'm like, am I the only Canadian in this fucking... No. Well, there's that... Well,
you
unfortunately, yeah. No, there was the guy from Chilliwack who was dumber than a sack of hammers. So he was just like, I've never done this before. You don't say, chief. Tell you what, they're coaches. Run around outside with your arms above your head, you know? Seriously, like...
Drink the rain. Go outside.
You know, and, like, for the first day... Okay, so this starts for me now. I'm working, bear in mind, because I work at night. Friday night, I'm working.
Yeah.
Till fucking 3 in the morning. I have to be at class for 8:30 the following morning.
Well, they are assuming you're not actually already doing the security
guard
thing, right?
Well, of course not, because that's illegal, right? So I'm like, oh, yeah. So I show up, and I'm looking great. I look like I just got poured out of a pillowcase that had been rat-fucked by a biker gang, right? So I'm like, oh, yeah, I feel fantastic.
You still see the imprint of the pillow on
you. Oh, yeah.
Right?
I'm like, oh, yeah, I'm here now. Looking real good.
Ready to go.
Drag the razor over my face, throw on my black combat pants, throw on my black shirt, and I am the class with my Eagle Industries pack and all my kit, right? And I'm like, whatever.
Yeah.
And for the first, now, imagine you being so horribly fucking tired. It's not funny. So you learn about the East Bloc European. Okay. Well, everyone, please take the fucking marbles out of their mouth. Okay. So I'm like, whatever. So I'm sitting there, and they're going through, what's important about the uniform? I'm like, yeah, I know nothing about uniforms. Fuck. You know, so
that is reflective tape, so you don't get hit at night?
Not only are they going over shit that I so already know, but they're doing it ad nauseum. What if you can't find boots? Well, then you gotta look for some boots. What if you can't find good boots, though? What kind of boots should we get, do you think?
This is what I expected from a security guard course.
Oh, my God.
Right? It's like, what are you going to learn?
Yeah, it's fucking... But take everything that, you know... Seriously, you could take a cloned person who has basic fundamental knowledge of how to read English and no other social skills. This would be the course. This is a car. Say it with me. Car.
Car.
A car is to be parked inside of this parking. I'm like, kill me, no! And I'm looking at Buddy going,
they're holding up flashcards of cars, you know, and people.
What is this? That is a person. What is this?
That's car.
That's a cow. That's this. That's a car. No, it's a truck. Oh! That's a tricky one. You know,
you go home study.
You go home study. And you go, well, under Ceausescu, we did not have so many different cars. You know, I'm like, fuck me! Right? I'm sitting in the back of the class, smacking my face repeatedly off the fucking table. I'm like, worm! Right? And you're sitting there, and it's like, seriously, you can make a fucking dance. Like, oh, what is car? You know, the sound of my head hitting the fucking desk, right? I'm like, oh, God, this sucks so bad! Like, seriously, I would rather have any wog. I'd rather have Lieutenant Major motherfucking Zombie back me up.
Yeah.
Okay, rather than any of these people in this class.
Okay. You don't want these people to graduate.
And Dieter, the instructor, ex-badass, he's like, I got my healers out. He's all crouched. Have you ever seen a 60-year-old man crouching looking like he's a ninja? It's the funniest fucking thing. I wish I had a video camera. Like, you would have...
crouched?
Yeah, he was going around
when
going,
when you crouch as a security guard.
Oh, because you got to see us. You've got to check out the building. You've got to know your target zones. You smell gas. You know, security is an exciting field. And he's got a hard on for
his
job.
He's serious.
Yeah, he's like super guard. He's like something out of a movie. And I'm like, oh, my God, I'm going to die. And none of these people have done any security work before. So
yeah,
I'm like,
they're like, whoa. Wow. 12, I really want to be a security guard
12,
now.
12 hours of that on Saturday from 8:30 in the morning till 8:30 at night. Yeah, because I'm taking the condensed course. By 8:30 at night, I'm like, laughing along with Dieter, right? So I'm like, okay, whatever. I go home.
You're getting the jokes by this time,
right? I'm like, I can speak pretty good Ukrainian by this point, right? I'm like, somebody get me some little fucking cabbage jobbies. So I'm like, whatever. So I go home.
Yeah.
And thunder in. Right? That's it for me. Right?
You don't work after that again, do you?
Oh, no, fuck that. I'd be like, whatever.
Time to work again.
Sean, you're coming in? No, why? Because I had to go deal with Dieter for fucking 9 hours in the entire East Bloc Communist Immigration Service. Suck my ass. So, essentially, seriously, if Todd had to phone me up, I'd have been like, hey, Todd, toss my salad. Okay.
I'm not fucking doing it.
I'm not doing shit, Jack. So, next day I get up and I'm like set for another rip-roaring 12-hour day of this stuff on Sunday as well. I'm like, yeah, this will be good. Oh, my God, this is going to suck.
In the car
out there, me and Buddy are just like, oh, this sucks so bad. This is so bad. You know, and I'm warming up for my dance remix. You know, right? We get to class, and for the first half of the class, he's getting excited now because now he gets to talk about takedowns.
Okay.
And searching people. I'm like, fuck you. For $9.50 an hour, I am not getting stuck with a fucking needle.
Yeah.
I'm a junkie piece of shit. I want to come in here. No. I've cut you with this fucking needle. You go right ahead.
I got an ace.
I got an ace and I got blood all over my hair and I'm shaking like a dog.
Bye.
Yeah, right on. The playground's that way. There's lots of kids over there. You have a good fucking day. You know, seriously, I'm not going to go get waxed for that shit. And then they have, like, bomb finding. How do I identify a bomb? I'm like, okay, I've had training in bombs. Vlad over here is not going to... Oh, what do you do if you find...
Now I know why security guards are so high in themselves.
Why do you think we should do if we find a bomb? Well, what does a bomb look like? Fuck that, Vlad! If you think you find a bomb, you fucking asshole is going to be bruised from your heels hitting it, okay?
Stand aside. I'm a security guard. I'll take care of the bomb.
Stand aside. I'm at 9:50 an hour. I'm sorry, man. You... What? All these block people can stand there. I'll be assholes and elbows with a small Star Trek rainbow behind me as I hit the fucking light speed barrier. Okay? I'm sorry. I'll be home so fast. I'll be home 10 minutes before I left. All right? That's how fucking fast I'd be home. Like, whatever, man. So, whatever. It's fine. And then we go to the gym in the afternoon, and it's PE, and this fucker is just running around. I'm like, Jesus Christ, I'm damn near 30, and he's got me running around in circles. I'm like, fuck, guy, are you going to make me climb the rope after this or what? Because I ain't climbing no fucking ropes. He's 60-year-old. And he's all showing off. He's like, I can do one-handed knuckle push-ups. Hey, guess what, Dieter? Do you have to do one-handed knuckle push-ups to be a security guard? No. Right on. You know, I'm 58 years old. Good for you, you fucking crazy crouch. But anyway. Wow. So, that was my weekend. That then carried on to the...
How many days between these two
Saturday,
episodes?
Sunday.
Intensive training.
24 hours in 2 days. Have some of that.
Whoa.
Yeah, that sucked a lot. That was my weekend. How was your fucking weekend?
Well, I was in the studio recording the whole time. So, it wasn't as bad as yours, but I was in the closet with these headphones on with this microphone in front of my face.
You're in the closet every weekend with headphones on and a mic in front of your face anyway.
I come out of the closet once in a while.
I come out here. Oh, God, daylight. But, no, it was fucked up. It was just a fucked up weekend. I took the day off today and sort of sat at home and tried to clean up my study.
That's why the show format was early-ish.
and very nice.
Yeah.
Everything's centered. Nice. I'm really proud of the show format today. So
it's probably massive again.
Yeah, it's fucking huge.
Usual.
Yeah, that's because I've got all the walls.
I get like CCs of every mail, and it's like, oh, huge list.
Yeah, and I'm editing harsh. I mean, guys like Woggle War and stuff like that. I mean, the guy's like, I don't actually have a job. I look after Sean. That's what I do.
Yep.
So anyway, getting into the feedback from people who are cool enough to actually like the show, from Shrine Master. I was listening to the archive of the show, starting working on this and finished it. Then started working on this and finished it. Okay, this is the guy who
the Photoshop challenge who did the picture of you in the slaughterhouse. Remember last week?
I'm going to put them all up.
Last week I just said there was a picture of Sim, and I said, Photoshop, and I want to fark this fucking thing.
Yeah.
Which is funny that now that reminds me, because I want to issue another Photoshop thing up for people to do that tonight. But we got some really cool stuff.
Yeah, it's really quick. Now. But they're done.
Here's a picture of Photoshop. Because that's done.
Yeah.
That's been done. So what I want to do is I want to give a topic, and then you Photoshop that topic. So
that's more challenging, right?
Is more challenging.
You have to go find the picture, which you guys are good at anyway.
Tonight, we're going to Photoshop, and you can be as evil and pornographic as you want. I don't care. I want to Photoshop Raelle and the head of that Clone Aid Society, that weird, scraggly-haired bitch.
I want those
two Photoshops, so that's tonight's Photoshop.
Get a good picture of her. Those little tiny ones, get a good one.
Get a good one and Photoshop the fuck out of either one of them or both of them.
They're
or both of them together.
They're right for Photoshopping.
Yeah,
right
you can
there.
Photoshop the shit out of them. They're just great.
Get them to do whatever.
Yeah, so Shrine Master's done the best one so far that I've seen.
I'm in the slaughterhouse with the knife in the air.
Yeah, he's actually in the slaughterhouse hacking up cows. I'm like, wow, he's going to hate that. So, very, very cool.
That
very, very
hilarious.
Cool. From Ogawar, SKGFM, I recently did something I think you would appreciate. Nothing illegal, but good, good and funny.
That's good.
RDM fucked off to another city because he suddenly realized he had problems. We all could have told him that. So I had to take up the reins and went running back to my old RPG safe house, Call of Cthulhu. However, I'm a psycho about maintaining an aura of the game. No Bugsy Bunny jokes in Cyberpunk. No shiny teeth superheroes cutting off one toe every hour until a villain, etc. So I decided to run a D20 Cthulhu as more Indiana Jones than the original. The part that I thought you would appreciate is the first magic item I introduced to you was a +1 shovel. This shovel deals out normal damage, 1d6, and has a +1 to hit damage, and bypasses damage reduction. The cool thing about this is those failing their save must treat this shovel as a living being.
I don't understand that. You'll have to explain that part to me.
Okay, well...
Did he just make this up, or does this happen regularly?
No, you don't roleplay. What it is that you find a shovel. Be like, okay, Sam, you're walking along, you find the shovel.
Right.
Make a saving throw. You roll dice.
Yeah.
Did you make the number? No? Oh, now you think the shovel's alive, and you talk to it and shit.
Oh, okay.
You treat the shovel like a living being. Now
Because it's in a Call of Cthulhu game.
Ah.
You're like, I was thinking of D&D, and I'm like, whoa, it's alive? What the hell?
It's Dungeons & Dragons.
Yeah.
Now, the PC who falls into the hot chick psychic category now has reserved for the shovel its own side of the bed on a special pillow. This to the shovel that successfully panged 3 culties and a zombie. 2 of the culties were engaged in premarital relations when they got panged. And P.S., the shovel was named Casey.
Casey.
Because Casey's up at bat. That's where they got that from. It's Casey's turn at bat, right?
I know that.
That's what I figured they got
I think
from.
So.
But anyway, so that's very cool. Right on. Good to see. War the War. Then from Kindling Boy. Hello, Sean. I'm about to try my hand at some reform inside my room, trying to get students more involved in school regulations and getting some rules changed in the student body's favor. We don't have a student council or a student president. We have a leadership committee, which is a small group, grade 12s, appointed by teachers. All they do is decide events for the school, fundraisers, and how to best allot the money for the vending machines. I recently heard an old What the Hell show where you mentioned you had run for student president. I was wondering if you had any ideas or pointers. Thanks so much for your time, Kindling Boy. Okay, first of all, yes, I actually ran and won my presidency in my grade 12 year at my high school, but they took it away from me because they were afraid of me. Because I wanted to do things...
Me too.
Because I wanted to do things like have Corpse Day, where you dress up like your favorite person you want to see dead. And I made this little LT logo, and it was going to have armbands, and then have schools for us, and keep the school pure, and all this kind of shit. Just to fuck with people, right? You got to understand.
Keep them on their toes.
Yeah, all I did was Like, on my particular student council speech, the typical student council speech, am you like me? No, fuck that. I dressed up as a priest, killed the power in the gym, turned on a light over my head, and did, the speech for, and I played Damage Incorporated, the intro, that guitar riff from Damage. Right, it was awesome.
Everyone goes,
walk out there like a Roman Catholic priest. I'm like, put my arms up, they're like, because it was an awesome effect, because there's just a red light coming from the exit signs. And so that's kind of highlighting me. You see this show, and people are just fucking wigging out, right? They're loving this shit. And the teacher's like, "You can't be student president."
Shut
something
him down.
Something
quickly.
Something must be done. Now, at that time, I didn't know that much. Now, first of all, as a student council president, you will never achieve anything as student council president. That's a hand job position. What you want to do is look at the things, like whether or not you're student president, I mean, fuck all. If you're student president, all it means is a hand job for, I was student president my senior year. Well, good for you.
Put it on your resume.
You know, what do you want, a fucking medal or a chest to put it on? You know, like, really. So what I would do instead is look at the articles you want to change. Like, if there's school rules that you want to change. And then do what I did, which is I got a copy of the Canadian Charter of Rights and Freedoms and figured out a way that the school's rules violated my rights and freedoms as a citizen. You will get people's fucking attention with that. Because then what you do is you walk up to the principal and you go, oh, you know what? Hey, your rule here about me not being able to wear hats in school? Yeah, that violates my right to expression as a Canadian citizen. Well, school policy, no, you see here where it says this charter overrules any laws made?
Yeah.
I did that to the vice principal of school and he went fucking white. And I'm like, and I took it out of the school library.
Because you don't expect a kid to bring the charts and rights and freedoms.
Because I'm like, yeah, it says right here, eh? And he's like, and then I'm pulled out of class an hour later. We talked to our lawyers, and we think we'd win. What they said to me, and I'm like, fuck, man, I don't even wear a hat. But in retrospect, now, I mean, I'm like 16 at the time.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah.
So I'm like, whatever. But if I had to do it again, I'd have went to the wall with it. Because you can't lose.
Yeah. Everyone the next day would be wearing a hat.
Everyone, no, I would have just been like, oh, really? You think so, huh? Let's find out.
Yeah.
Because I can't lose. Because I'm 16,
I got no money in the bank. I got nothing.
I got fuck all. Why don't you kick me out of the school for standing up for my rights and freedoms and then watch what the fuck happens.
Then like, I go to press and then you're
Then you are so
fucked.
Let's see
what public opinion says.
I'm serious. Student evicted for standing up for rights from the old school's library book. That's the best one. You know, really. Ew. I'm spitting. But,
ew, he's getting...
Oh,
very crazy.
No, but seriously, it was fucking nuts. And, you know, they're sitting there. What are they going to do? They'll be like, oh, if I fall, you don't get the head. If you don't get the head, you're fucked. So it's pretty good. So that would be my advice, is don't fuck the student council thing. Just go find, get a copy. If you're in the States, go get a copy of your American Charter and then start citing that. If you're in, and to use that. If you need any help, just fucking get into it. Know your rights, man. That's the only thing. And
have fun with it, too.
And then claim that the school's violating your essential rights. Why not? Everybody else does it. Fuck them. Got another letter here. Dear SKTFM, I feel it is time to inform you that my ego is no longer, that your ego is no longer the biggest one in town. As is the case, I shall usurp control of the universe. You are ordered to immediately turn over all paperwork of the universe and your biggest ego trophy. As my first official act, I baptize myself J. Boston Wog of War.
He's baptizing himself.
Yeah,
huh?
This is Wog of War. P.S. You should know how to obtain your name for acting in porno movies. I love Wog of War because he's actually insane. He sends me...
That's the best kind.
He sends me email, like, tons of this. The guy who gave me all the links for tonight's show. Like, not all of them, but a good chunk.
Yeah.
And he, like, he's a big fan. He's fucking around here, okay? But he's, like, one of these people that I'm a little afraid of. But he's super cool. I mean, I'm actually not afraid of the guy. He's a pretty cool guy.
Yeah.
It's just, like, wow. Like, it's always neat when you meet people this into what you're doing. P.S. You should know how to obtain your name for future acting in porno movies, i.e. your porn name. This is a simple process. Okay, so we'll do this.
Okay.
First, take your middle name as your first name.
Yeah.
So for you, it would be
Earl.
Earl.
Yeah.
And then now, take the name of the street you grew up on. Substitute the closest cross street for a numbered street. So if you grew up on a numbered street, what's the closest?
Well, I would grow up on a street.
So what
Earl Sales.
It'd be Earl Sales. Mine is Darcy Harvey.
That's not bad.
Yeah,
actually.
Darcy Harvey is a porn name.
That's
so
pretty good. I
people can
see
like
that
get their yeah
in
Darcy
bad font.
You know, Peter North and Darcy Harvey make fucking Sylvia Saint airtight. You know what I mean? But anyway. Hence, my name is Jay Boston. What is your porn name? Mine's Darcy.
Oh, there
Harvey.
You go.
There you go.
Earl Sales.
Please refer to me as Jay Boston Woggle War. Then I got another piece of email here from the Lorax. He said, please don't cut down the trees. Someone mentioned in Rant Radio that you do rent-a-cop things at nights, and I'm wondering with which firm. You don't need to know that. I do information security, and I've been thinking about getting the more direct side to protect something. Would be more satisfying, if less profitable. What's it like? It sucks bad bag. You get abused, you get dealt with drunks, it fucking sucks, guy. Unless you're getting into like high-profile shit where you can actually get shot and stuff, it's not cool.
Yeah, protecting celebrities and high-profile
people.
Like,
you know, I will always... Yeah, fuck off. You know, so that kind of stuff's neat, but, I mean, no, dude, no. Like,
don't
come on.
Don't do it.
What the fuck?
Well, look at them. Just go to a mall and see how much respect the security guard gets.
Now, that said...
Big fat zero.
That said, a lot of these security guards, like, it's fun to kind of look... What I always thought would be cool to do is we get a security jacket.
Yeah.
For, like, this is for the wogs out there who want to get into a fight.
Go buy yourself a security jacket. Hang around in a parking lot that you don't work in. And the first time, because you'll watch, fuck you, rent a pig. They walk right up. You just walk over and beat the fucking dog. Use a weapon. Use a bat.
They won't expect it.
Fuck this guy up. And then they're like, oh, the fucking security guard in the parking lot fucking beat me. I'm like, we don't have a security guard. Oh, fuck!
That's so funny.
I giggled about that so much. I'm like, I'm just going to take this jacket and go. That's so good. You know what I'm saying? You know, I could seriously so see Templar Knight doing that. I'd just be like, like, he's probably not even listening to the show. He's like, no. Got my jacket. Gone. That's the best idea ever in all fucking day. Got my jacket. Got my Louisville. Fuck yeah.
Board one night. Go for it.
Rent a pig. Could you stand on this tarp, please? Thank you. Seriously.
Don't want to make a mess.
Oh, man. It's fucking brutal. So, very, very cool. Very, very cool. Going through the general news tonight, before now that's the feedback, now to the general news. Mobile phone companies are turning to soft porn. Yes, it's true. Mobile phone companies are turning to soft porn in a bid to recoup the billions they've splashed out on third-generation licenses. They're being forced to consider introducing a film classification rating system for picture and video messages to pave the way for adult-only mobile phone services. All the major mobile phone operators are trying to tie up deals with adult content providers such as Playboy as full-color phones capable of displaying high-tech resolutions become more popular. Yes, and the phone industry will explode, much like the porn industry.
Where technology is, porn will come.
That's rad, because now all you got to do is get a little catapult or a remote control plane and fly over an Amish village and drop a mobile phone, and you can fuck the whole culture.
What is this?
Be like, all right, bro, what is this? What be this? Ooh, there's Hooters here. You know, that'd be fucking rad. This is fucking
These
rad.
Things
I just,
rain
I'm like,
from God.
I'm like, okay, first of all, you're not going to be jerking off to a mobile phone, all right? It's just not going to happen. The screen's not big enough. All right, I'm
phone
sorry.
In one hand, your man.
I'm
the
sorry.
Other.
It's just not big enough, right?
Nope.
So that's fucked up. I mean, it'll probably succeed, but I'm just like, whatever, man.
At some level, I'm sure it will.
How about this one here? Wagga Wagga sent me a thing where you better take the needle and like it. The Bush administration should tell health workers being offered the voluntary smallpox vaccine that it carries real risks. And they're likely to receive only minimum compensation if they're injured, scientist experts say on Friday. And Wagga Wagga says, why don't I hear about new safer injection being studied or developed? Which is a damn good point. If they know this one's fucked up, why are they shooting it into people?
I can't remember what the percentage was, but it was a little bit too high.
Yeah, that's a bit too much for me. Do not go gently into that good night. A teenager who is expelled and convicted for a crime of writing violent poetry at school has taken his case to California's Supreme Court to dispute over the limits of free expression in a post-Columbine world.
Uh-huh.
Violent poetry.
Poetry.
Poetry. Poetry.
Not fact.
Just poetry.
Poetry, yeah.
You know, wow.
Poetic license.
Wow. And Wagamore says, luckily, when I said this in school, I was ridiculed. But serious, I just didn't have the balls or the flesh-eating virus to put in the fucking soggy school pizza. Wagamore needs therapy. And how about this? Rant TV? ? The Federal Communications Commission is quietly considering opening the television broadcast spectrum for use by other wireless devices, including Wi-Fi products. The proposal revealed in the notice of inquiry adopted last month would allow devices using unlicensed spectrum bandwidth, not licensed to broadcasters, to operate in the TV broadcast spectrum.
Excellent.
Wow, that means we could have repeater TV stations.
Ding, 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 ding. Yeah, because they're all going to digital now, which opens up the analog airwaves ones.
That's right.
Yeah.
Which kind of makes me go, hey, how fucking cool would that be to have your little handheld portable television and you sniff around till you get the Rant Radio repeater signal?
Damn,
I bet you we could grow that fucking thing right across Canada.
Send out some tapes to everyone in each city?
Oh, no. It'd be just like this.
Yeah.
I mean, we got more than enough people in BC to fucking do repeaters.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
No, I just need to figure out
how
actually,
to do
we
it.
Could probably buy it for so cheap because everyone's ditching it, right?
We need something else, too.
What's that?
Time.
Yeah, that's a factor.
Yeah, we're out of time.
We don't have time.
We don't have fucking time.
But you guys do.
Yeah, but they could, like, give us money and we could do it. If we made a big enough station, we'd get bought. Somebody would buy us.
I think so.
Fox would buy us and we'd make fun of Fox. And they'd probably have better ratings, too. Shut up. That'd be the best, eh?
You're not a real station.
You're not a real station. Yeah, we're getting better ratings than you are by slagging you. Yeah, you're a bitch for money, aren't you, you fucking cocksucker? Can't say shit, can you there, fucking whatever your name is? I don't even know what the executive's name is. Whatever, it doesn't matter. His name is Cockjaw. From now on, every time I refer to Cockjaw. Anyway,
However, they would only tap into those parts of TV spectrum not being used and only being allowed to do this when they wouldn't interfere with authorized services.
Well,
so,
as usual.
Yeah, no shit. The December 20th notice will take effect when it is published later this month in the Federal Register, said FCC representative. At the point, the agency will kick off 75-day comment period. So you can actually comment on that. Check out the link. Follow it up. Very, very cool. Now, correct me if I'm wrong. Brain surgery is one of those fucking things where you want to take your time. Okay, that's not like a rush thing. I don't want to be like, you know, hey, yeah, I'm going to go in, have a burger, drop by, get this tumor cut out of my head, and then, you know, I should be able to make it for drinks later tonight. All right, that's not what happens. However, a fucking six-legged robot has been developed by Singapore experts and programmed to drill through the skull during surgery to remove deep-seated brain tumors in a sharply reduced operating time. I'm sorry, but as I'm slipping under the fucking, as I'm slipping under the sedation, and I'm like, oh, I feel so drowsy, and I look over and they have this little robot with six legs going, he's holding it back like an alien face hugger. I'll be like, fuck you! And my adrenaline goes, yeah, what's this sedative? You can suck my ass.
Yeah, you come right out of it, jump up.
Yeah, I'm sorry, there'd be nurses wearing fucking operating lights as necklaces after that. I'd be like, whatever, you know, seriously, I'd be like, oh, I'd go all Hudson from Aliens on that. It'd just be bad. It'd be bad. Bad, bad, bad.
I'm going to close the window.
Of course you are.
I'm getting cold.
Of course you are, because Sim's a lizard.
Yes. Where's my heat rock?
Also, this is kind of weird. Now, a lot of people know that some of my weird stuff that I do, like on the supernatural side of stuff, is, you know, kind of like, I have a little bit of fun with it and I dress it up a little bit. But occasionally, things happen in the world that you don't need to dress up. Like this ghost ship that was found. This is reported by the CBC. Now, if you go to this site, this is kind of interesting because what happened here, now, you got to understand, this was a fishing boat. Now, I'm going to hit the site here just as soon as this fucking computer catches up with what the fuck I'm doing. Oh, really? Great. Who's ever putting this weird demonic
you
head
closed
in
that.
There?
It came in behind.
Oh, did it?
Yeah.
Okay, good. Where are we at here? Ghost ship found adrift near Australia. Check this out. Police in Western Australia are trying to understand what happened to the crew of a ship found adrift, but with nothing but a few tons of rotting tuna on board. The High Aim was boarded by the Australian Navy on January 8th. It was adrift, its engine stopped, no one was aboard, and the life rafts had been launched. So the life rafts were launched. Okay.
Oh, gone.
Yeah, they're gone. The long-line fishing boat owned in a Taiwan and flying Indonesian flag had been reported missing since December 13th.
Okay.
Now, the fucked up thing is here is that a lot of people go, wow, like those are big fucking boats. But the ocean, you got to bear in mind, is three times the size of Earth as we know it. The ocean is fucking big, okay? Police say the boat was in good shape with plenty of fuel and supplies. No signs of violence were apparent. The weather in the area had been calm for weeks.
Okay.
The crew, thought to be made up of Taiwanese and Indonesians, were left behind their personal belongings.
That's interesting.
When the 20-meter ship was spotted this month, officials initially thought it might be smuggling migrants.
Okay.
But the hold was full of rotting tuna and mackerel. Police now think the crew were fishermen probably fishing illegally.
Mm-hmm.
A search of more than 7,000 square nautical miles turned up no sign of the crew. Because the engines on the ship had stopped, the batteries had ran flat, so the freezers on board had quit, leaving the fish to rot. So that's worth some money, okay? You got a ship, first of all, which is not a cheap thing. You got at least 20 guys, and you got a ship full of cargo.
Yeah.
That's big bucks.
Huge, yeah. Like, why would you abandon it? The ship's in good shape, right?
Why did you fuck off?
Like, no sign of the crew.
Option A, UFOs. Okay, realistically speaking, if a UFO showed up, you wouldn't jump in a lifeboat and fuck off. You'd bury yourself deep in the ship. You wouldn't go in a smaller thing.
What's the point?
So you can't say aliens even if you believed them because there's something wrong there. So the only thing that makes you abandon everything and run like a motherfucker, okay, there's no tragedy, no fire.
It's not
going to
be something in the water because you're going to stay on the boat.
That's right. You've got to be afraid of something on that boat.
Yeah.
So what did they pull up out of the water?
Could be.
What did they pull up out of the water that made them fuck off? Seriously.
Yeah.
If they pulled an organic out of the water and the organic went, fuck you, I'm killing everything.
Yeah.
And they went, ah! They bug off. They say, fuck this. You can have the ship. We're leaving. But
and
they found
them as well. Because they're gone.
They're gone. But they jumped in the lifeboats.
Yeah. Of 30 crew, right? There should be somebody left. I'm sure there's more than one lifeboat, but they're not.
That's fucked up.
Yeah. Who reported it missing, though? Or did they just found it?
They found it. They've been drifting since December 13th. That's a long time, man.
Yeah.
So that kind of makes me go, whoa, that's fucked up.
Month and a half.
You know, that's kind of scary. It makes you really know that, like, on the high sea, there's some fucking cool shit going on out there. That's fucking neat, man. Thought that was cool. So that's it for the general news. What do you got in the feedback for you, Sim? Do you got anything?
I don't know. The camera just sort of stopped.
Oh, God. The camera stopped. Okay, well, I'll have to, like...
And I know why, because it ran out of battery, so I'm going to plug it in.
Uh-oh.
Well, this camera's not a big deal. It's only our faces.
Well, and
still recording the audio.
Oh, is it still recording?
Just the camera stopped.
Oh, I see. So we have to do that. Wow, we're just, like, originally a big bag of shit. So do you know if you had any feedback this week?
Not feedback, but I updated the page, the Rant Radio page, with a whole bunch of new listener pictures.
Oh, very cool.
Which is very cool. And a bunch of new wallpapers, so people
can,
like...
Oh, neato!
That, and those are always fun to look at.
Art is rad.
We love art here.
We like art. We like remixes. We like that good stuff.
So, and I also separated out into females and males now. So
oh, really?
Don't have to look at our...
Ugly
male mugs anymore. So there's a couple new ones sprinkled in there.
Who's the blonde?
Eve.
She's not a fan. Who's Eve? Where's she
from? Chick, Ontario.
Eve from Ontario listens to us.
Yeah, apparently.
Sean calls bullshit. Whatever. She
yeah,
goes
I just
to
pick that off.
She goes to fucking Britney
I'm making
Spears
it up.
Concerts. Whatever, man.
So there's a whole bunch of pictures there. And actually, I should just post that in the IRC so people can just click on it.
Who's that? Who's the second one in?
Try and navigate it. The top ones aren't new.
Who's that one?
Prune Squalor.
That's Prune Squalor. And so far, the most gothy ones are, I'd say, Prune Squalor. Vampire This Morning's pretty goth.
Yeah, yeah.
And I kind of like, who's this here? Who's that one?
Hybrid.
I like Hybrid.
Yeah.
I think Hybrid's cool, because that picture she looks like she's seriously going to kill everyone in the school. It's like, that's the total high school photograph, and I'm like, yeah. She's got that little smile, like, yeah, you think that's funny, but I put bombs all over this fucking school, and pretty soon you're going to be redecorating in, like, your organic size. You know, oh, my God. Oh, nice one of fucking John Kretschmann doing the Heil Hitler. That's nice one.
Yeah, we got some inventive ones here.
Oh, cool.
So we got a zombie with a Rant Radio hat on.
Oh, that's tight. Was that photoshopped in, or is that like someone?
The hat was definitely photoshopped in. I don't think anybody would make a Rant Radio hat. And
got like this is fucked up. They got some.
And
really
this
cool.
is an old one. I just didn't put up for a long time. The Sean Kennedy Show. It has the Times. Capone exited this one.
Very cool.
With the what did this somebody call it? The Kung Fu Corridors picture set.
The Kung Fu Corridor picture set, is that what they call it?
That's all that, yeah, because that's all they have to work with.
I got
to
get some new photo stuff. I got to get the professor out there and get some black and white shit going.
Yeah, yeah, for sure.
But the problem is that, like, I want to do some good stuff. Like, I want to get some nice photos that, you know, guys can work with and shit.
I need photos, too.
All right, you big whiner.
We'll do a photo shoot.
Well, you do a photo shoot. You got Margie does photos.
She's on the island. Yeah, I'll go visit her.
No, I mean, that's a better place to get shots anyway. Victoria's rad.
Nice location.
Have you ever been around Victoria?
Oh, yeah. It's very nice.
Fucking huge, man. The place is like Little England. There's all sorts of weird little gothy kind of shit you can do there. Way better in Vancouver. Like, there's what? Town?
Ooh.
You know, I might go downtown and get all
stand in front of the t-shirt shop.
What I might do is, what might be cool is to go downtown and get made up. Like, I've been in a fight and shit, be standing, like, at the end of an alleyway and look like I just
that'd
got
be good.
Fucked up and
that'd
stuff.
Be good.
So people would do stuff and have pictures of me holding the kukri and all sorts of shit like that.
Oh, yeah.
Guys like that kind of shit. So that's cool. That's cool. So we got some more wallpapers. Always nice.
And,
always nice.
Let's see. Which one do I really, really, really like? This one's cool.
Which one's this?
This one is, I think, the third one in. If you look carefully, you can see the outline of your head from Burning Man.
Oh, really? Oh, yeah, yeah,
it's
yeah.
It's
yeah,
green
yeah.
and you're holding
yeah,
your hands
yeah,
up
yeah,
all
yeah,
green.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah,
what's
in the background?
And behind is like devastation.
That's Hiroshima. That's a shot of Hiroshima.
Like,
yeah, it is Hiroshima.
All
I reckon.
Can stop us now.
Oh, hell. Oh, that's from Rage Against the Machine.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it's a lyric from Rage Against the Machine. Yeah.
Just
Sean
really
has identified quote at five dots. So, very, very cool. And whatever that one is, that's pretty cool. The hammer and sickle inside of the Rant Radio thing.
Revolution.
A revolutionary song. Very cool.
That's from Inoshian, who's an off access.
Oh, right on. Yeah, you know, she's very cool.
John Kirchan doing the Heil Hitler.
And our friends at Dis Radio are having a birthday, actually, pretty quick.
Are
which
they?
Is kind of cool. Yeah, yeah, so that's something to be aware of. There's fucking WW. That's a big Rant Radio thing going on. Nicely done.
On.
Nicely done.
Yeah.
It'd be cool to do some wallpapers with railings getting fucked up for Rant Radio. That'd be fun. That'd be a good one
to
do.
That'd be good.
That'd be good. Wow.
And here's somebody who just did it all.
Every
Sean pose, all in one.
Oh, wow.
They don't need to do any more. It's all done.
It's all there. It's all there. I really need to get you guys some more pictures. I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry. They're like, yeah, now the exhaustive rehash of Sean Kennedy. Like, it's amazing. Like, that one's awesome.
Yeah.
I listen, therefore I am. Like,
Sean is like
me
suspended.
And I'm suspended inside this article. Like, it's amazing that these guys can do this shit. Like, really, like, fuck, it blows my mind.
I know.
So, okay, so is that all you got?
Yeah, that's all I got.
Okay, do we have any remixes or music this week?
Well, we have the stuff that you picked out.
Yes, we do.
No new remixes or anything. So
okay, that's
people,
okay.
Send them in if you
got them. Send them in if you got
remix
them.
Remix Sean's voice.
We were going to do two SPF 1000
yep.
songs because I think SPF 1000 rock. So we're going to do some two SPF 1000 songs, and very soon, probably the next few weeks, we're going to have some new porn on beta for you, which is always
yes.
good.
Yeah, I went in the studio.
Yeah. And,
told you that. Three new songs.
Which is awesome. So that'll be really, really good. So we'll be able to get the new album out.
Yeah.
And so we got two of those, and I'm going to play a Tom Petty song.
Yeah.
You're like, you're going to play a fucking what? Yeah, no. I was listening to Rock 101 because I couldn't. I went to classic rock because I couldn't handle the Britney Spears shit. And I don't give a fuck what anyone says. Just something said for Pink Floyd, okay? So suck my ass. So
we're going to start off with Tom Petty.
We're going to start off with Tom Petty?
Yeah.
I heard this song called This Is the Last, There Goes the Last DJ, and I was amazed that this hit radio airplay.
Yeah.
For lyrical content. Like, if you listen to the lyrics, you'll be like, fuck. And you'll see why I put it on, like, I want to have it on the show, because it's like, wow, he's singing about everything we talk about.
Yeah.
Way to go, Tom Petty. You know what I mean? Like, shit.
That's
Joey
awesome.
Waited until he finished high
school. I haven't heard it yet.
Yeah,
I
it's very.
Listen to, lyrics.
Listen to the lyrics. It's fucking tight.
Yeah, if you don't like the style of music, just listen to the lyrics.
It's pretty good. Like everyone, it's about the lyrics. So just go with it. All right, just go with it. So we'll be back right after this short musical interlude.
nonstop geek programming headquarters. You're listening to Rant Radio.
Wad, it's my show. I can be late, but coming back on. I don't give a shit. It's not like they're going to go without. Where's Sean? I'll change the channel.
Yeah, right. Eh?
Our fans are a little bit more loyal than that, which is good. Yeah. So that was really tight. I never heard that song before.
It's really cool. Really nice. I love the female vocals in it.
Very, very
the
cool.
Male vocals.
Okay, well, it's like quarter after fucking nine, and I haven't even started on the news for the night.
So slow.
We have to get into this shit, so fucking hang on. We're going to get through this shit here, okay? We got a lot of good stuff we got to get through to you guys, because there's been a lot of stories sent in. Thank you so much, everyone who's contributed. Like, Wagawar needs psychological help. He sends me so much stuff. So very, very cool. What the fuck is playing in the background? What do you got? Easy Hits fucking Black 101 going on here or what?
Ooh, is baby. An industrial station. I'll find another one.
Oh, yeah. That sounds real industrial, isn't that? Can I turn that up or what? I want to hear him grooving out to the easy mellow tunes of Rant Radio.
Is that a little bit better for you?
Well,
Frontline
Assembly. Well, you can dance to it. Fuck. I mean, I'm not, you know, call it me. I'm pretty good. I'm pretty easy with that kind of stuff.
Okay, there you go.
So, anyway, on to
now
you.
Now that he's got headphones.
Yeah, now that I got headphones,
you
I'm
can
like,
hear
whoa,
the music.
Whoa, what's going on? Illuminati news. Everything is under control. Don't worry about it. The poor music industry. God help those goddamn music industry executives.
They're losing so much
money. The global
money.
Recorded music sales look set to fall for the fourth straight year in 2003. Thanks to piracy and economic downturn.
Yeah, that's it. Not the bad albums. No.
And the bosses are desperate for a solution. Wagga War says, I thought they were gaining in sales. Or is that just the U.S.? The rest of the world is down. Yes, weren't they saying that their sales were up?
Actually, the music sales are down. The movie sales are way up.
Oh.
Movie sales are way through the roof.
Oh, well.
But the music is down, but...
Fuck them.
Get better musicians.
Do a better job, fuckwit. Now, you remember we were talking about Paladin? Does anyone here remember Paladin? Paladin was this new form of encryption that Microsoft's going to put together to save the fucking music industry. Yeah, here it is. Here's the link
here
for it.
Comes.
Microsoft Corp announced on Saturday it's introducing new digital rights software aimed at helping music labels control unauthorized copying of CDs.
I feel safer already.
One of the biggest thorn in the ailing industry's side, stung by the common practice of consumers, those fucking consumers, copying or, quote, burning, unquote, new versions of store-bought CDs onto recordable CDs. Music companies are being investing heavily in copy protection technologies that have mainly backfired or annoyed customers.
Stop annoying your customers.
So stop fucking around. You're not going to get away with it, all right? Just stop ripping us off. How about that for a plan? Wagga War found more on this. Here's another link. A top music industry representative said Saturday, telecommunications companies, internet service providers will be asking you to pay for giving their customers access to free song swapping sites.
Okay, so let's see that being forced.
So, yeah, this is what happens when people try to institute policy who have no idea how the internet works.
Yeah, it's like a store, right? No.
Well, can't you just filter out that kind of stream? No, you fuckwit. Let's just explain the whole purpose of protocol. Yeah, that's right. Here's a basic networking work. Read that. But I want to talk. No, read the basic networking work. We'll talk later. Thanks so much. Now, here's something else. How about the Boucher Doolittle Bill? Have you heard of it?
No.
Wagga War has.
Of course.
Passage of the Boucher Doolittle Bill, or Boucher, whatever the fuck it is, officially called the Digital Media Consumers Rights Act.
Okay.
And introduced by Representatives Rick Boucher, DVA, and John Doolittle of, Virginia and California, is vitally important to pursuing what's known as fair use as part of U.S. copyright law. This bill could determine what you and I are able to do with the digital content we supposedly own. The Boucher Doolittle Bill would give consumers the right to bypass. The Boucher Doolittle Bill would give consumers the right to bypass copy protection mechanisms for certain fair use activities.
No way.
Yes.
We can, like, back it up and make sure...
It doesn't actually define those activities.
Oh, okay.
What it does make clear is that merely creating or using software designed to crack software protection schemes would no longer be illegal.
Really? We can look into the software that's on our computers.
Check
then.
This out. This is something that if you don't circulate another
pretty
link
important.
From the show, circulate this one. This one needs to be getting some coverage. This is some of the news that we bring you, okay?
Somebody's trying to do something right.
Somebody's trying
protect
to
protect people.
Somebody with some power is trying to do something right.
It's amazing, actually.
That's pretty fucking cool. You know these guys got kids who are, like, talking to them. Maybe they listen to the show.
Yeah, somebody talk to them because these people don't know what's going on.
A couple of wogs are in power. Nice to see.
Yeah, very nice.
News flash! Drug companies are evil!
What?
No, it's fucking true. Bayer is a bad company. Drug companies spend billions of dollars each year trying to persuade doctors to prescribe their drugs. There are strict rules, I didn't know this, about what form of promotion you can take. The rules are meant to ensure that drug companies give doctors trustworthy information so that medications are prescribed appropriately. But drug makers can get around those rules. No. In a series of stories and reports... Series of stories reports on how one company tried to do that with an anti-epilepsy drug, Neurotonin.
Yeah, they give them, like, free holidays and
it's
free
fucking
cars
brutal. Check this out. Yeah, you want to trust your doctor? Check this out. This is why I'm getting a little bit more into natural medicine, homeopathy and shit like that. Like, there's a lot of hokey fuckers out there, but if it works and it's stupid, fucking ain't stupid.
That's
what I'm saying?
Go with what works.
Yeah, go with what works. You got cancer, you're going to die. Well, shit, I may as well get hokey then, because you're saying I'm fucked. I may as well give it a go.
Yeah.
You got cancer, got friends with cancer.
Wait, you're checking over me. If it works, good.
If that doesn't work, go check out ozone therapy. They do it in France, and it heals people. As a matter of fact, who's that fucking guy? The professor was telling me about him.
Yeah.
It wasn't James Dean. It was the other big guy. Oh, fuck, I can't remember. Great Escape. He was in The Great Escape. The star of Great Escape. Cool Hand Luke.
Should know that. Oh, yeah.
Steve McQueen had cancer and was cured by a doctor down in Mexico, and he was going to go public with it. No! He died shortly after that.
Oh.
A lot of people don't know that. That's a little thing about Steve McQueen. That
died from the cancer?
No, he was just killed.
Oh, okay. I didn't know how Steve McQueen died.
Yeah, there's a very fucked up... Oh, yeah, it was an accident. Yeah, he just kind of died. Just like Bruce Lee kind of died, because Steve McQueen was Bruce Lee's top student. A lot of people don't know that.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah, there's a lot of shit going on there back in the day. So, if you want to talk about self-medicating, what about booze? Hundreds of studies have examined whether alcohol has health benefits. Many have suggested it does. Now a study of nearly 40,000 people suggests that it's not how much alcohol you drink, but how often you drink it. Okay. NPR's Richard Knox reports, could not listen because I refused to install real audio.
Good for you.
Yeah.
It's awful.
It is pretty bad. Papers, please. Canadian Deputy Prime Minister John Manley signed in the Smart Border Declaration, an associated 30-point action plan to enhance security along our shared border while facilitating the legitimate flow of people and goods. This is something to look at. There's the Canadian one and the U.S. plan for securing the border so that way trade stays back and forth, but you can't have people. That's a little
disturbing.
Keeps
the goods flowing.
And you remember those people who wigged me out last, just a few short weeks ago? Very chip. Yes, those implantable people who want to microchip you. Get chipped. That catchy slogan.
Get chipped.
They're back in full power. You betcha. The Electric Warrior, the company that wants you to get chipped, will resume sales of the very chip as a high-tech personal identification implant. A recent FDA ruling specifically prohibits application for medical purposes.
Okay.
Applied Digital Solutions, ADSX, made headlines last spring when Florida and a family known as the Chipsons were implanted with VeriChip. Wow, how much did you make on that fucker? Big media coverage introduced a teenage whiz kid who wanted seamless computer integration with his father, whose complicated medical history could be stored in case of an emergency.
Always try and sell this office. Oh, it's really good. Put it in yourself.
It's good. Why don't you let yourself be microchipped? Because it's handy. Fuck off. And in case you weren't concerned enough about the microchipping, has anyone ever heard of, what's it called here? It's called Operation Garden Plot.
No, I remember that one.
Yes, it's on the link I just put in there, prisonplanet.com. Equipped with flexible military operations and urban terrain on operations other than war doctrine, lethal and less than lethal high-tech weaponry, U.S. armed forces and elite militarized police units are being trained to eradicate disorder and disturbance in civil obedience in America. The American corporate military directorship has power to enforce its definition of disorder and sees our constitutional republic as a threat and the permanent counter-revolution as a national security requirement. Their rationale for civil disturbance and tactics and techniques contingency plan is simple. Self-preservation. They're systematically organizing to protect their interests, profits, and plots against growing opposition for their criminal activities, while rapidly consolidating an infrastructure of repression designed to suppress rebellion against the authority of the United States. According to the Pentagon, U.S. forces deployed to assist federal and local authorities during times of civil disturbance will follow a use-of-force policy found in the Department of Civil Disturbance Plan, Garden Plot. The United States Air Force Civil Disturbance Plan 55-2, Garden Plot, is the implementing and supporting plan for the Department of the Army's Civil Disturbance Plan, Garden Plot, March of 1984, which provides for the employment of USAF forces and assisting civil authorities with airlift and logistical support. What does that mean?
I don't know.
This is the actual, that's the number there, plan 55-2, to set up concentration camps and incarcerate massive members of the American public.
Okay.
If you go to that website, what starts out as being a little bit fucking scary and sort of like, well, yeah, because the camps are going up. There's already camps built. There are already camps built.
Yeah.
In the central United States. These huge empty military camps that are prison camps. They're built. They're up.
Like in the desert or something.
Yeah. There's these huge barracks
in the desert right now,
and there's no one there.
Just in case.
Yeah. Well, what happens if there was an armed rebellion?
Well, they'd have to go somewhere, right?
Yeah. Go rent Siege. with Bruce Willis.
Yeah.
And check that out.
Yeah.
That's a very interesting film. If that movie was made today, it wouldn't be released.
Yeah.
There's no fucking way.
Too close to the truth.
Yeah, that's why you don't hear about
Siege.
It's
like Siege. They know something to pull that movie.
You want to... I would buy Siege.
Yeah. Just in case.
It's a fuck... No, it's an amazing
film.
Oh,
yeah?
It's a really good film, yeah. I'd recommend
Siege. I haven't seen it, so yeah.
Yeah, you want to... You'd really dig it. It's a fucking tight movie.
Nice.
All right. And if you think that's all bullshit, well, check this out. How about the secret science system that these guys got going on? Now, this is something a little bit different here. The truth can now be told. Embedded in our nation's road sign system is a secret coding designed to target vital sites, facilities, routes, and resources for military confiscation during national emergency threat. Through concealing by the lies of the Department of Transportation for many years, Free Indeed Research has tapped into the year's most clever and deceptive cover-up operations come down the pike in years.
Wow.
Yeah, that's kind of an interesting. You got to check this. You got to check this site out. It's kind of something to look at. Kind of something to look at there. I don't know.
Because you don't drive that way normally to see the signs like that. So.
Yeah. So it's kind of fucked up when you look at it that way. Yeah, it's kind of different. How about this one where the scientists bombard brains with super magnets? MK Ultra much? Thanks, Daniel, for sending this one in. Just by pointing super magnets in the right spots of your head, Dr. Alvaro Pascal Leon can make you momentarily mute or go blind.
Seen that. Seen it on TV. Actually is true.
He can disrupt... Well, if you've seen it on TV, it's got to be true.
It is.
He can disrupt your working memory and your local ability to recognize faces. He can even make it harder for you to say verbs while nouns remain as easy as ever. Invented in 1985, modern-day magnetic stimulators can charge a whopping 3,000 volts and produce peak currents of more than 8,000 amps, power similar to those of a small nuclear reactor. That pulse of current flowing from the capacitor in a handheld coil creates a magnetic field to use outside the patient's head. The field painlessly induces a current inside the brain, reflecting the electrical activity that is a basis for all it does.
It's very scary looking.
If you fucking come near me with that wire-wrapped motherfucker, I am going to cut your fucking head off.
Just put this hat on.
Yeah, suck my ass.
Yeah,
eat a dick. Thanks for coming out. I am so sorry. I'm just like, wow.
Blind, yeah.
Oh, you really? Wow, I can't see. Well, I know I'm not enemy. So everybody in this room's fucking dying. Okay? And I'm not the only motherfucker that's dying. That's what I want to do. I want to listen to some Insane Clown Posse. Can we get some Insane Clown Posse in here?
Well, if you know a song.
I would like to hear, I think it's called Love Song.
Oh, yeah.
That's
what it's called.
I love Love Song. Love Song is a great... That's like, seriously, at that particular stage of the game, I would Sean would turn into, like, we'd join forces, we'd have nine inch Iron Maiden juggalos, and be running around fucking cutting people's heads off of meat cleavers and shit and shovels. It'd be just fucking amazing. Anyway, on to Lost World News. More on the Lost Cuban City. Remember a little while ago we had that Lost City found off the coast of Cuba? Well... As soon as Sam has done his thing, he'll post the link. But scientific investigators said on Friday they're hoping to better determine later this year if an unusual rock formation deep off Cuba's coast could be a sunken city from a previously unknown ancient civilization. Previously unknown ancient civilization. There are people who spend a lot of time in archaeology. That concerns me when their previously unknown ancient civilizations show up.
Just out of nowhere.
I don't suppose that fishing ship went over top of there and logged some shit up out of the water. I'm getting the fuck off of this boat. These are extremely peculiar structures. They have captured all of our imagination, Cuban geologist Manuel Irithold said at a conference after a weekend boat on the site. It seems to me that they have strange star-shaped angles that seem impossible, although it may just be our equipment. Okay, I'm lying. I'm making that up.
Okay.
If I had to explain this geologically, I would have a hard time, he told reporters later, saying examination of rock samples due to be collected in a few months should shed further light on the formation from the whatever the fuck word that is, peninsula.
Guana Haba Hiba Dibis.
The Guana Haba Kabibis Peninsula on the Cuban's western tip. So go to the western tip. That's the word. Can I get a fucking vowel? Holy cow.
It's a rude.
It's rude. Why don't they finally put these fucking... Like, seriously, Cthulhu's easier to say. Research director of Cuba's Natural Museum of History has joined Canadian exploration company, woohoo, Advanced Digital Communications, go boys, in efforts to solve the mystery of smooth, geometrically shaped granite-like rocks that are laid out in structures remembering pyramids, roads, and other structures more than 7 3/4 mile square area in 2,000 feet. At more than 2,000 feet in depth in a 7 3/4 square mile area. Very, very cool. Now, we did a story last time about Kentucky Lake. Remember we were talking about in Wisconsin, that person sent in and said, yeah, there's these weird structures at the bottom of
That's right.
No real mystery there. That one got solved. Somebody else sent that in.
It just got solved or what?
No, somebody, a reader said, no, I know about this.
Oh, okay.
Well, on the west side of Kentucky Lake, take a look past Bar Johns, you will see the general area of Birmingham. Birmingham was a town that was flooded when Kentucky Dam was built.
Okay.
And there are several foundations left from the building. One in particular can be seen at the water surface just below during winter pool. Some say the foundation of Old Birmingham School's foundation, others say it belonged to a church. Anyone with information or old maps on Birmingham are encouraged to write us at the site, blah, blah, blah. So we made
Wasn't there a bad movie made about that?
Birmingham?
No, this town, they got flooded and the girl's still trapped in the house and it's a horror movie. Oh, I saw it and I quickly forgot it.
Well, I've never seen it.
Okay, don't.
So, if you want to check something out here, how about you want to do some exploration of lost cities? Here's a really cool site that gives you some backpacker information to some places you can actually go with a backpack and check out, which would be fucking tight.
Nice.
Yeah, very, very cool. And here's a site that is all do-it-yourself sea exploration, underwater archaeology. Very fucking cool. Lots of resources here.
Do-it-yourself?
Yeah, seriously. I found a ship underwater when I was diving. I'm open water qualified, right?
Okay.
And I was actually going to go and try to be an instructor before I had, a diving accident, shit like that, but that's another story.
Okay.
But the thing is that when you're underwater, you're like, diving is the fucking shit, man. It is so cool, because you're like, I'm in this hostile environment with monsters and a fog, this green fog, and you got the silver sky above you, and you find this ship. And everyone knows the ship is there, but it's like, fuck, I found this. You know? And there's like fucking, it's amazing. It's fucking incredible. And to find, actually go to a lost ancient civilization in the bottom of the water, that'd be so scary.
Yeah.
That would be so fucking scary.
Like you're walking through these houses and you don't know.
Well, you're swimming, you're floating. Yeah. It's like ambient, like you're in space. And there's like, you know, you see these remnants of where people were living, and there's, you know, there's a child died in this room. You know, it'd be fucked up. It'd be very cool.
Yeah.
So I highly, highly recommend people do that. Very, very cool. More on the alien problem. Yes? How about this one? This one's fucked right up. Now, there's this alien baby kind of thing that was found. A strange being was found in southern Chile. This is another thing where they actually have, there's a photo here of it. Yeah.
Oh, right. I love pictures.
Now, check this fucking thing out.
Whoa.
A mysterious being was found 15 days ago in the city of Concepción by the family of Santiago vacationing in the area. The being, which measures only 7.2 centimeters, has a large skull, two arms, long fingers, and two legs. The news was made known by Noticiero Omega and quickly caused expectation among UFO researchers. According to background information compiled by a journalist, whatever his name is, one of the children found the mysterious being in the bushes while on a family walk. Now, this is the fucked up part. After wrapping it in paper, he took it home. Oh, look, here's a small, burned-out fetal alien. Let's take it home. Can I keep it? The witnesses claim that the being was alive for 8 fucking days and would open its eyes occasionally.
Okay.
However, the creature's aspect is similar to that of a mummy and shows signs of having been burned.
I don't get it.
I don't get it either.
I don't get the story.
So I think that they're full of shit that it was alive. But anyway,
yeah.
Specialists at the University of Chile noted that it could be the feet of some local feline, but have been hitherto unable to determine what species it belongs to. So they said it might
From
be
a, that picture?
Yeah. No, they have the thing. But that, okay. They say that's a cat fetus. And I'm like,
No.
I'm like, wow, eat a dick. It is hoped that tests will be performed within the next few hours to establish the origin. A DNA test will be among them. Now, I didn't put the whole article out. If you read the whole article, the being was found to be neither human nor animal fetus. They don't know what it is.
Wow.
And, of course, they're aliens.
They're aliens.
The Onion has a thing on them. I copied it out, put it up here. It's pretty cool. The aliens, an international UFO sex, claims his cloned human baby. What is known about the group and its members? Leader Claude Verillon, a former race car driver, sports writer, and phony, enjoys long walks. Aliens enjoy long walks, sunsets, and just holding cloned hands. Aliens beat Heaven's Gate guys in intercult softball league back in 1994. The Raelians in 1973, aliens appeared before Volholmun, whatever the fuck his name is, atop a French volcano, and commanded him to get as much pussy as possible. Raelians no longer willing to clone humans on spec. Rael is French for Elrond. I didn't know that one. That's a good one. Verillon is just started getting, he's just getting started with Flash, but he's totally did the UFO animations on the group's homepage himself.
Awful. So awful, their webpage.
Under construction... The under-construction Raelian embassy is to boast 3 hot tubs. Ooh.
I'm there.
And Raelians are not level-headed. Now, the best part about that is you look at his little I'm a Ronin fucking head haircut he's got on the go there?
You're ready for him to whip out a sword or something. Right?
I fucking bring it!
Yeah.
Fucking bring it! I'll tell you what, Cockjaws, you could even have the sword and we'll get it on. Okay.
Him with the sword, you without.
You give me a pair of handcuffs in front of my body and I'll take him on with the fucking sword. I would so fuck that guy up, because all I do is I'd go, TK, shoot this asshole. That'd be the end of that. I'm serious, man. Fuck, could you imagine that? Yeah, Sean's going to fight Riel. Yeah, and Sean said he was something about, you know, Wog's coming to help him.
Get some cameras on that.
Yeah, really. Don't even give me the phone call. Just let me talk to the press for 10 seconds. 10 fucking seconds. That's all I want here. Fucking homo. Oh, I hate that guy. Chip Cornett. I so hate that guy. Anyway, what I was going to say, yeah, you know that dopey fucking Ronin haircut he's got there?
Yeah.
That's not hair.
What is
That's his antenna.
Oh. Okay.
I'm not making this up. He said that, not me.
What?
No shit.
He said that in an interview.
That's where he gets his instructions from, the mother shit. I kid you not. I kid you not. I couldn't make that shit up.
I know.
That's some fucked up guy right there. Wow, you rule.
It looks as it, like an antenna. It can't be a haircut.
I want video footage. I put the call out right now. I want video footage of a Wog, Wee Jambeau, and Real. That's what I want. I want somebody running up and kicking him right in the junk.
Wow!
You know how often that clip would be replayed? Wow! Some big fucking, you know, anti-rail, anti-alien thing on the back. Hey, humans against terrestrial enemies. Fucking, yeah! Wham! You fucking human race traded piece of shit! That'd be awesome. Fuck yeah, man. That'd be bad.
See how your sex cult goes now, eh?
See how your sex cult goes now, shriveled boy. Wog War sent me some more good stuff, purely for your information purposes only. Professional lockpicking kits for sale. And as well, we got some stuff here from a utility belt, which is always nice.
Nice.
So in case you want to get a utility belt. Now, you remember a while back I was talking about those flying machines? Those wonderful, wonderful flying machines?
The self?
The
ones you strap on your back and go?
Yeah.
Yep.
The solo trek.
Yep.
Okay, well, the dude's on CNN now because he's selling it on eBay.
Oh.
Put it on
really?
eBay.
Wow.
And his fucking web, his auction keeps getting hacked. Since the personal aircraft went on sale last Friday on a popular auction site, bids have been pouring in, some as high as $6 million. But Michael Mosher, the machine's inventor, has said it will soon become clear that many offers were coming from pranksters unwilling to shell the cash for one-of-a-kind solo trek XFV. Unable to tell which bids are legitimate, the original auction was scrapped, and a new one has been launched this week requiring bidders to confirm their creditworthiness before making the offer. Now, the thing is, though, that on that, you're not allowed to fly it. It's only meant to be a display, which I think is bullshit.
If you buy that, what would you do with it?
I'm flying it.
Yeah.
Eat a dick, guy. It's mine now. Yeah, whatever. Yeah, I'd be like China. Yeah, we're just going to buy the supercomputers. Yeah. Whatever, bye. They're my fucking supercomputer now. You know, fuck off. I couldn't believe that shit. I'm just like,
but
whatever.
But you can't fly.
Can't fly this? Fuck you.
We're taking out this part. So
we're taking out this part. Yeah, let me just see that part. Let me just scan that part. There you go, fuckwit. Have a day. You can't fly it. Oh, you can't fly that.
Why the hell would you buy it?
Fuck off. Buy it and then go rob a Loomis armored car. Fuck.
They'd be stunned. They'd be like,
But you know the minute they did. You know the minute they did, though, the military would be like, hey.
That's pretty good.
Hey, that's pretty good. Can we put some rockets on that? That'd be great. Can we have that with the...
In blue. Can we get that in cornflower?
We can do that. We can put that in cornflower blue. How would you like a Wi-Fi sniffer the size of a credit card?
Interesting.
Check this one out.
Nice.
This is kind of a neat little... It's a stupid
Forget
little gadget.
Your laptop. Do some more driving with a credit card.
Yeah, this is pretty tight. This is pretty tight.
Can go back later with
it. I don't know what it costs, but it's pretty cool. It can't be expensive. It's just a little gizmo. So, very, very neat. Very, very neat.
I gotta check this out.
Yeah, see if we can get a cost here. It looks totally hokey. You have to scroll down. That's it.
Yeah, it has a knob.
No, it has a button that you activate.
Well, it's a button. Yeah, it's even better.
So you just press a button. All it does is just looks for a signal and registers the strength of it.
That's all it needs. I mean,
that's all it needs. So what's the cost on it, though?
It can't be much. I can't see
that's
much
like 50
at all.
Bucks, if that. So
that's pretty nice.
So we got some media. Lots of media here we can hand you. Media review.
Yeah.
Culture of Fear, a book about how the core political are manipulating us through fear.
Yeah, I want to read this book, actually.
Yes, Wagga War says, along with same lines as importance is no logo, which I've been passing around, by the way. And here's a link for the actual book. You can get it from Amazon.com. And here's some sample pages of the book where you can see whether or not it's the kind of thing you want to do
for you.
Yeah, very, very cool. Also, there's some video you can get a hold of, which is Guerrilla News Aftermath.
Good site.
You can now buy the Guerrilla News Network's amazing video series about 911 on VHS. No DVD available at CBS. But did anyone notice how they never released Part 5 yet? Which is kind of cool. But this is a very, very cool, very, very cool site. If you were going to support somebody, this would be a good one.
Yeah, they get the info out.
Yes, they're very, 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 very cool. Very, very cool. Digital baptism tonight. Dum, dum,
ooh,
dum,
excellent.
Dum. There is a gecko lizard, which I think the picture is still up.
Is a picture? Okay.
Okay. And this gecko, looking at this picture, he looks rad.
Oh, yeah.
And I took a look at this gecko, and I've determined his name will be Jaquan.
Jaquan.
Jaquan. And there's a reason for that, and I'm wondering if anyone knows why I'm calling him Jaquan. Because right now there's a bunch of Babylon 5 guys going, fuck, I know that.
Oh, really?
I know that.
Okay.
Why do I know that? And I'm spelling it differently, just because otherwise you'll never get the pronunciation right. J-A-K-W-A-N, Jaquan. So,
That's cool.
Who Jaquan was on Babylon 5, there was an alien, and he had a holy book. And the holy book was called the Book of Jaquan. And I can't remember the guy's name at the time because my brain's taking a shit. But
go IRC.
Go IRC, the leopard head guy. But he looked like the leopard head guy. And he's a leopard head guy. Narn. He's a Narn.
Okay.
And the Narn have a holy book called the Book of Jaquan.
Nice.
So that's why I call him Jaquan, because he's the lizard who's the holy man of this alien race.
Perfect.
I was really pleased with that name, actually.
Jaquan's a good name.
Jaquan's a good name. And Nosferatu has a box, which is now known as Crypt-Tick. So it's cryptic, but it's crypt, like the crypt, C-R-Y-P-T-Tick. So it's a crypt-tick. Ooh.
Good stuff. Good stuff.
I like that name. Very, very cool.
Yeah, if you want one,
you can fucking email me, and I'll name you on the air, and you get a wonderfully cool name. Isn't that groovy, groovy, groovy?
The man at ramradio.com. There it is.
You betcha. And please stop sending Sim stories, because he doesn't care.
I just put them in the
file. If you got stories, just send them to me, theman@ramradio.com. If you've got media, send it to Sim.
That's right. There's the division.
Just for people who aren't paying attention, news to me, media to Sim.
Got it.
News, Sean, media, Sim. News to Sean.
And if you didn't catch that, download it, listen to it later.
Yeah, download this. News to Sean.
Media to Sim.
Media Sim. Okay?
Unless you want the other person to actually see the other thing. Of course.
News to Sean.
Media to Sim.
Media
to
Sim. Okay. Now then. Couple of things.
That is the show intro next.
Couple of things,
yeah.
Which Sim doesn't know that I'm going to talk about tonight, but that's fine.
Oh boy!
Which is I was doing a little bit of thinking about some stuff, and
I hate it when I do this.
There's a lot of people. Yeah, I know you hate it, but
hate it when I spring stuff.
I know, but I have to get some vengeance
here.
I wanted to talk a little bit about porn on beta. Okay. The one thing is that we have a lot of people who are like, yeah, we believe in Rant Radio and shit like that, blah, 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 blah. If you want to support the station, the way you support the station is by supporting Sim. And if you want to support Sim, then buy a fucking porn on beta CD. Okay? Because that's... he's got a lot of his money tied up in that shit. And porn on beta and Rant Radio are pretty synonymous.
Yeah.
So we're not going to accept money for fucking Rant Radio.
Yeah, because you don't get anything back, right? So
but
you get a CD.
If you want to help out... I'm sure that if you buy one, is that a signing thing that can happen there?
I can open it up and sign it if they request it.
Yeah, you know
whatever
what I mean?
Whatever you want, right?
Saying thanks for the support.
I put a Rant Radio sticker on it. I put a Rant Radio
Jakar,
sticker on it.
That was his fucking name. Yeah, Jakar. Thank you. Yeah, Jakar, the guy from Babylon 5. Fuck,
yeah.
I couldn't remember that, Jakar.
Nice.
But anyway, thanks, guy. But if you did want to DD's Future Song, that makes me want to send it more to him, more, whatever.
What?
I'm reading the IRC.
Don't read the IRC! It sucks you in.
Fuck!
The lifeless
it
word.
It does. But anyway, if you want to support the station, buy a fucking CD. That's it. I'm not going to go on to my big Channel 9 fucking pledge drive spiel here. Buy a fucking CD or don't
fuck
off.
Or you can save your money and get Sean's book when it comes.
No.
Yes.
I'm not pressing this right now.
Okay.
Don't worry, I'll be pimping my books.
Okay. No,
don't you
me.
Worry.
It's me right now, right?
That's right. It's all you right
now. Okay.
I'll be extorting myself for fun and profit soon enough.
Wait for it, right?
Do you know what the really gay thing is? You know how I'm doing this? In case probably okay, Dark Atlas update, okay? Here's how it works, guys. The website Dark Atlas, if you go there, there's a groovy splash page right now.
Really?
Yeah, go check it out.
It's not Sariot's pictures anymore.
No, it's not. He's at cyberculture.ca/Sariot. Or Ryan, I think. But anyway. Yeah, where's...
Okay, let me bring it up here.
Yeah, bring it up. That's a really...
Does it have music? I like that gecko, don't you?
He's a fucking cool gecko. He's really tight, actually. That'd be a really good desktop. I want that gecko Photoshop too. That'll be next week. I want that gecko doing damage. He'd be awesome over a city fucking shit up.
Ooh, whoa. It's like, I saw the tree, like a tree.
Yeah.
Then I saw the face.
And then you're like, oh, wow,
like,
that's fucked up.
And then I saw veins.
Yeah.
And it's like,
oh. Priest is doing this
for me.
There's
like a lot of stuff.
Yeah, Priest is designing the site for me. So, yeah, he's doing that
there. I can't click. I want to click.
No, you can't click. There's nothing to click there.
Isn't there a secret thing you can
click?
No,
there's no
secret
thing. Fuck off. No, there's no secret things. Don't look. Especially don't look at the bottom of the page. Don't look there.
There's nothing.
Oh, he looks at the source. What a cheater. You are such a cheating fuck. Oh, you suck. Anyway. So, yeah, so that's the Dark Atlas page. That I'm hoping... Look at you, you're fucking going mad. There's nothing there, man.
No, there isn't.
No, there's not.
Okay. I'm trying.
He's like, oh, must find a way in.
Click.
Must hack my friend's server, who's sitting right beside me. This is why you're a radio station manager.
Exactly.
Anyway, what's going to happen with Dark Atlas is that I'm not going to charge people for my books.
Oh.
People like, Simpsons.
What do you mean? How the hell are you going to make
How's
money,
that
Sean?
Work, Sean?
How are you going to live? I don't understand your business model, Sean. What's your business model?
No shit, eh? I'm going to do what Stephen King did, only he stopped doing it because he said it didn't work. But I'm not going to let that stop me.
No.
No, I'm
Has it ever before?
Well, all I'm going to do is give away the books.
Yeah?
I'm just going to give away the books, and I've got a wonderful disclaimer. Now, there's a guy, Bastard Guy. This is awesome. This is so fucking cool. Actually, there's two things. Like... I mean, this is one of those things where Server has been looking after me in a big way over these books.
Server does look after
me. Server loves me. Yep. Yes, I know. But the thing is that what happened was Bastard Guy got in touch with me. Bastard Guy is a typesetter, whatever the fuck that is. That's like one of these guys
who... like old school kind of moving big blocks of metal around
with
letters
on them? That's what they used to do. But now what they do is they arrange books so they look like books. You know what I mean? Like, you ever look at a book and, like, how it's laid out properly and all this kind of shit?
Okay,
it's like post-production for literature.
Okay.
I don't really understand it myself, but there
makes
it
sense.
Is.
Okay.
Anyway, he dropped me an email, and he's like, yeah, guy, I totally believe in what you're doing. I liked your first book. I'll do it for you for free. Just send me your shit, and I'll fucking set you up. And I'm like,
really?
I'm like, dude, my first book was 200 pages. This one here is 400 pages.
Uh-huh,
are you sure you want to do this? And he's like, yeah, no, it sounds good to me. So fucking Bastard Guy owns.
What is he doing? Actually doing? Like,
he's gonna take it so that when I put it in, when it goes into PDF for people to download, its layout won't be fucked.
Oh, so they just print it? It looks good.
Bingo. Yeah, I believe so. Now, correct me if I'm wrong. I'm not exactly sure, but
I'm sure because there's like proper margins, and proper spacing. The font has to be a certain size.
Yeah. Now that's fucking amazing.
That's nice.
Fucking amazing. But I had somebody come up to me the other day who is unknown. This is someone I know on a personal level who's unknown on the web right now, and I don't want to throw her into the world. But she's got a degree from university in marketing and technology, shit like that. She's like, hey, can I be your PR person?
Nice.
And I'm like, what's a PR person do exactly? Well, I like get you gigs and stuff.
They get excited.
They get excited. Yeah. Be excited. So I'm like, okay, sure. So now she's like gonna try to get me an agent and shit like that.
Book the book tour.
Do the book tour. I don't know. But anyway, there's stuff happening on that front. So I don't know. So you can buy SimCD and you won't be able to buy my books. All I'm doing is I'm giving the books away for free.
Yeah.
And if you like it, donate. You don't fuck off.
So,
and if you can't afford to donate, give the books out. Share them.
Yeah, print it out. Whatever.
Print it out. You can make as many copies as you want, just as long as you give me credit for penning the words. I give this really cool disclaimer at the front of the book. Very, very nice. So, therefore, ideas are meant to be shared. Special shouts out tonight. Go to everybody who sent me some worries, especially Wog of War, which I'm very, really pleased with. Thanks, man. You're rad. You really helped me out. And if you want to help us out with the show, you can get two people hooked on the show, because that's the number one thing.
That's the
is
best
to make
thing
us
to do.
Your open source celebrities. That way, we can pimp our wares to more people. Increase the marketing funnel. Going to the RC tonight, we got Spiegelhaus, Pyro, Aerith, GZ, African Love Turtle, Alien Binary, Al-Anon Zero, Alpha 736, Ultra Boy, Angry Monkey, Anti-Duels, Apanthree, Azathoth, Bastard Guy, Boozy, Case, Communist in the Can, Copper Top, Delamorto, Delusion, Downhill, Droopy, Doobster, Enigmatic Optical, Enotion, 4 Kilohertz, Gamers Edge Radio, Gobi, Griffin, God Money, Guardian Super Chicken, Hero Killer, Holy Hand Grenade, K16, Kindling Boy, King Zach,
Lentium, Lento, Leprechaun, Mary Bed, Mind Pirate, Misconduct, Mosaic, 827, Mr. Echo, Mr. Grimm, Persistent Object, Punk Ass Guy, Punk of Evil, Ranting Griffin, Fan, Reverend Armageddon, Rich, Rose Away Reading, Still Soul Raper, Sapphire Shades, Sick Neuralize, oh, sorry, Neuralize, dude.
Oh.
SKTFM, Matrix Stalker, Sparky, Spudly, Starbaby, StatsX, Sifil, Dowdy Cheese, The Bug, Thorn, Templar Knight, Transistor, Trotsky's Little Turmoil, Up, Whopper, WS Ninja, Soul Trance, DJ Species, Embryo Dead, Intricate, and Lieutenant Major Zombie at Works. So, very, very cool. Thanks for coming out to the show tonight, guys. And
did you want that song, Insane Clown Posse?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah? Yeah,
yeah, okay. We do. Are we going to play that before the extra of the show?
Before, after, whatever. What do you want?
We'll play that song, and then we'll play the Come
okay.
Join Us.
Okay.
Yeah, because in case you guys know, has you ever heard any Insane Clown Posse? This is not really... It's kind of rap, but it's kind
of... Sort of rap.
It's
sort of
the best.
It's just fun.
Insane Clown Posse is hilarious. So the last, like, when the world is still so caught up on just saying you can't say slit somebody's throat, I always like Insane Clown Posse. They're fucking rap. So
they say what they want.
Probably my favorite love story of all time, the Wog Love Ballad by Insane Clown Posse here on Rant Radio. And remember, where you come from is gone. Where you thought you were going to, weren't never there. And where you are ain't no good unless you can get away from it.
I carried away in the moment, and I could forgive you. I could do that. I could do anything if I wanted. I can't remind you what makes this joy. I could kill off some air.
to know why the world goes around, and you can't find the truth in the things you've found, and you're scared shitless cause evil abounds. Come join us. Well, I heard you were looking for a place to get in, for a better way to do what you say with your kids. Our family is you and your friends. Come join us. All we want to do is